just, you know, we've been discussing finance to finance, but again, we're not going to, you know, we're not going to necessarily get through all of it because it's on the rise of topics that we need to discuss. But we should discuss just very briefly one of the issues, and that is assuming that the Irur Habal, which is something we need to discuss more, assuming that Irur Habal occasionally creates a Doraisa problem, for example, according to, again, we didn't do this yet, but I gave you the Mar Bacomas for it, Rabbi Avigdor Cohen, you know, from the Cohen family, you know, from who's quoted in the Mordechai in Kiddushin, the idea that, which we'll talk about, that, you know, the Reish Lakish, Eda Maksum Malashtar, as a protection against Mezuyah, isn't actually a protection, you know, when there's a Tainus Mezuyah, but, you know, only against the Chashash that there might be, or the Chashash that there is. So then, in other words, when there's an actual, you know, Iror, Midoraisa, there's a requirement of Kiyum Shtaros. We'll talk more about that. Or, according to the Rambam, who seems to say that, you know, even if that isn't always true, that may be true with respect to the Irur Habal. Now, if there's a circumstance in which the Irur Habal requires or engenders a requirement Doraisa of Kiyum Shtaros, so that, of course, like really raises the ante in terms of understanding why it is that the Shliach's response of b'fanai nechtam, which the Gemara seems to say, you know, is only effective midrabanan, right? Again, this combination of, you know, mishum aguna, etc., daiko mincava or daika, you know, etc. We'll discuss more about it. Like, how does that work if this is a doraisa issue ever? So that's something that is discussed by the, you know, by the Achronim mostly. This is something we need to, like, you know, just be aware of. So the Beis Shmuel in Simon Kuf Ben Beis, Sif Katan Beis, discusses that problem and makes a suggestion. And Pnei Yoshua discusses that problem on that A, I think, Amud Beis. And if you look at the Piskei Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch, on that spot, meaning on Kuf Mem Beis, in the beginning there, so they also refer you to a tshuva of the Nota Behuda. The Pnei Yeshua is Heyomid Beis, correct? And also the Torah's Gittin discusses this question in Kuf Mem Beis. So you should just be aware, because this is becomes very important to the question of, you know, whether or not B'fanai Nechtav, the chalos of saying B'fanai Nechtav, even if there were, you know, to begin with, it mostly is a response proactively. In other words, we say that if you're maybe getting Medina Sayyam, then you have to say B'fanai Nechtav. But we also know that, we didn't discuss it yet, but we gave him B'fanai for it, the Gemara seems to say, and certainly that's a psak of Bali Tosis and Rambam, that even if you don't need to say B'fanai Nechtav, let's say, you know, the get is in Eretz Yisrael, so there's no requirement of B'fanai Nechtav. Nonetheless, Pashtus of the Gemara, and this is the psak of the Rambam, Bali Tosis, etc., is that if you do say B'fanai Nechtav, so it's effective and there, you know, it neutralizes Irur Habal. That isn't so obvious either. But the idea that even if there's a Doraisa requirement of when it's Kiyum Shtaros or whatever it is, you know, establishing Lishma, most likely for Kiyum Shtaros, that even then B'fanai Nechtav is going to be effective, that is very difficult, you know, to explain. That kind of pushes, you know, the poskim, right, to explain that. And just interesting to be aware of that. And I say it raises the ante for, you know, if what this, you know, statement does can even have Doraisa effect, then obviously, you know, there's a certain amount, whether it's a Takana Drabanan or a Drabanan that then, you know, kind of assumes greater proportions, you know, the equivalent of Daiku Minsevi, which is what some of the, you know, Mefarshim suggest. It's just an interesting phenomenon, number one, but it also kind of elevates the whole discussion of Nemonis B'fanai Nechtav, B'fanai Nechtav, which we're getting to hopefully today, if not Sunday, like who has the right to say that? You know, when do you need it? But also, who is believed to say it? When are you believed to say it? Meaning, the question of shliach lahalacha, or even shliach lekabbalah. You know, what about isha? You know, what happens if, you know, if you didn't say it, you know, at the right time, but then, you know, aftermath, you know, do you need to take it back, give it again? What happens if the mishalech dies in the middle? You know, not a likely scenario, but obviously a legal possibility, which can, you know, be a litmus test. Things of that sort. All of that gets, you know, greater significance, obviously, if b'farinachtam, even in some circumstances, can even be affected, you know, minat Torah. So we're not just talking about, if we don't talk about that in theory, this is what we'll see, you could say it's, you know, this whole discussion of b'farinachtam. B'farinachtam is a very narrow, you can say, you know, even in the narrowest way, which is that we don't really believe it, or it doesn't really have the capacity, even on the Rabbanan level, but it kind of neutralizes, you know, a very chumrah-esque, you know, chashash. So maybe what it does is it precludes, like, worrying that there'll be an iru. Or even if it actually solves the iru aval, the potential iru aval, you know, the more this is, you know, again, only a din d'rabbanan in terms of the chashash and everything that goes with it, you know, it's a kind of like, you know, hey mamru. Even then, within that, you know, you have to see the formulations. Is it really a kind of mnemonos, or is it, you know, just neutralizing the problem, etc.? But once you think that b'fana nechdav really, as I say, has the capacity to neutralize a moraisa problem, so then the parameters of it just become, assume greater significance. So just be aware of that, and then we'll talk about it. Okay, we were in the middle of discussing, again, this is, I probably should have given you these marmakomos, but in my desire to move more quickly, which so far we're not doing, but I kind of wanted to, you know, not overload you with kind of more tangential things, but it isn't really so tangential on second thought. So we're in the middle of discussing a couple of things at the same time here. We've been zeroing in on the question of, you know, establishing the validity, let's say, of the shlichos in this case. As we're talking about the shliach's capacity to say b'farinachtam, you know, but really what we're talking about is in a case where there is shlichus in a get, right, the implicit question, which is not discussed explicitly in the Gemara, but is discussed in the Rishonim and in the Achronim, is like, what is the status of establishing, you know, that the shliach is a valid shliach to begin with? You know, instead of only thinking about, you know, whether there was proper lishma, or whether, you know, the edim, you know, hachasumim, you know, are authentic or not. What about this other missing, you know, kind of piece, the status of the shliach itself? If the shliach isn't authentic, then nothing works, basically. And this question, you know, kind of appears in two different ways. But it's just fascinating that it's all, you know, it's not discussed frontally, you know, in the Gemara. It's discussed, you know, in some cases, you know, implicitly, in other cases explicitly, you know, in the Rishonim and the Poskim. But it becomes a very interesting issue, as we've already seen. It tests, you know, the kiyum and the koach, you know, of gito mochiach alav, of the shtar, or maybe other umdana'os, etc. So, partially, again, this question kind of gets related to in two quite different ways. One is assuming, and they're not mutually exclusive, but assuming that there is, you know, some implicit belief that the shliach is authentic, right? So then the question is, you know, do you really need anything more? In other words, if he is really a representative of the Mishaleach, you know, so why are we worried? As long as the Shliach hands over the get, and he is a true, you know, embodiment, Shlucho Shlomim Kamoso, or more, of the Mishaleach, so how does that affect, you know, the seriousness of the Chashash, you know, especially the Chashash of Mezuyah? Right, because typically, wouldn't we think, you know, that, you know, Ein Adam Rotze LeKalkel, you know, as Ishto Benezid or something like that. I mean, he's going to hire a shliach or hire. He's going to appoint the shliach. It really, you know, is his action, and then he's going to come along and he's going to say, you know, that that's mezuyah. So that's an issue in the Rishonim, which, you know, some of them ask as a question, and some of them use as a solution, like, you know, in certain cases, once you've established the shlichos, then the rest is easy. So, for example, just to highlight this, and again, we can't spend so much time on it because it's just very hard to tease it all out, and I don't want to spend so much time on it, but the Ravid, which I told you to look at, in the Hasagos Yitzhak, on the Rif, you know, asks two very important questions that other Rishonim also deal with. But, you know, he's one of the first persons to formulate it. One is, like, what's the big deal? According to Rabbah, you know, why Lishma, we have to get back to this, right? Why is Lishma a bigger concern than the other requirements of the get? You have that? That's one question, which we are not going to discuss right this minute, but we're going to get back to it. We a little bit discussed it already when we discussed the, you know, the Rishonim on Teva. Yeah, but the second question is the important question, and that's, according to Rabbah, that it's a question of between the Kaimo, and it's a problem of, you know, Kiyum Shtaros, right? So, like, what do you need Kiyum Shtaros for? You know, Mimanavshach, either, you know, Kiyum Shtaros isn't going to help you because we still don't know that he's the Shliach, or if we do know he's the Shliach, so then, you know, why would anybody think that it's Mizuya? You have the two questions. Could you just, yeah.
So Kashali, Savam Rabba Lefishim Kiyam Lishma. So Kashali, Bahalo Kama Dikdukim Acherim, Yish Beget, Kigoshin Akta Bayom, and Akta Balayla Shapasal, Mahubar, Beholda Vashayim Tarak Kisa Vesina, Oshem Bekrobim of Psulim Kasmu, Ozeshim of Nezah Kasmu, Oshem Alo Amar Lesofer Ksova, Yim Kasomu.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not gonna, the answer we'll leave for the moment, but I just want that question on the record. Again, Rishonim, including Bali Tosis, also relate to this question, for sure. But that's important. Right, so is it going to be some sort of technicality? You know, the other things are covered in other ways. This is a bigger kashash, because, you know, less people, it's more exotic, less people know about it. There could be many technical answers to this question. This is what we're on the lookout for. We'll sum up later. Or what would you say? What's a more fundamental way to answer? Or we're looking for, at least, would you say? Instead of like in more like narrower answers, like, this is more frequent, this is less covered, there's greater chutzpah than the others, things like that. Or does this go, again, this is kind of like the leitmotif of what you did, yeah?
What's ikur to the process of kirshim?
Exactly. I mean, what, you know, is, you know, and that could go in either direction, meaning is lishma such a big piece, you know, that it's not like an ikur, it's like a core thing. And therefore, not knowing about that 100% is a problem. Or the other way, you know, are the things that are more core, more protected, you know, by the edus shel bishar, you know, in which case, you know, it's so core that it's, you know, it's part of the, like, elemental, you know, self-protective mechanism. So that's one thing we're going to be looking at. That's one kind of a question. We'll just see what the Rishonim say. But that's one thing. And then what about the other one? Yitzhak, go ahead.
So Atikashali, so Kivin Shiyomar Ashliya, Habal Nasnali, Fasum. So Ma'ir Yachal Abala Ar, Mahalo In Yachal Omar Ha'isha Zaifo, so Kizahu Ir Shokol Ashtaros, Shiyomar Mizuyafu.
Meaning, once you know that, if indeed we believe that he's a shliach, like what do you even need b'fanei naftam b'fanei naftam for? And if you don't believe he's a shliach, then b'fanei naftam shouldn't help you, because A, that's an amonis for a shliach, and B, if he's not a shliach, you know, if you don't believe he's a shliach, then you know, it's tligita k'nal gabe karka, basically, or worse. So there, what does he answer for that? Just there, he does answer. An interesting answer, a little hard to understand, but yeah.
So, Mishani, right, so it says, Mishami makshi nefa shema be'idim sulam pasmu. So, Mishani in fashu the kilkul avidei shamayim.
All right. So he says, yeah, in Akhanami, like he's really, the edim of the shliach is there. You know, he's about to, you know, jump on the plane.
Right.
And like, you know, so the, you know, the clock is ticking.
Right. So gamu das rava, so no more shema yavo abal b'ya'ar v'yomar v'pinachat tashliach lo matzasi edim mizimanim v'kosafti yosam v'chsav yadim v'shem ha'edim. V'yisi shavur shihu kasher v'achar kach n'nuli shihu pasol. So l'fika v'tzarech lomar v'fanenachtu v'fanenachtam v'harshu d'arminan d'ir habam mishem ha'fihu.
So that's, of course, quite shocking. It reminds us a little bit of Rabbeinu Simcha, you know. Again, the Rabbeinu Simcha and the Orzaruah had this discussion, you know, whether or not a shliach, you know, can sign, you know, for the Edim, right? You know, mid the Rabbi Eliezer that the Kasav is nitan al yidei shlichos, you know, nishma the Rabbi Meir, that the Hasimasa Edim could be. So again, it's not, I mean, people, for some reason, this Raibin was often quoted to other Rishonim, you know, in a Mikuta, you know, kind of a way. You know, so they got the part like, yeah, because we're Choshesh, that he was Machtim, you know, that it is Ziyuf, that, you know, there aren't the Hasimas Edim. And they all said, like, he disagrees with Bali Tosis, which is based on Gemaras that, you know, Ein Adam Choshesh, or Yerushalmi, Ein Adam Choshesh, you know, Lekalkel, Lesishto, Benezid, like, you know, what's going on? But that's not what the Ravid knew that. He didn't want to go that far. So what he's saying is the guy's, you know, about to jump on the plane, and, you know, therefore, as I say, the clock is ticking, there's certain, like, time pressure, and he's thinking, you know, it's like in a wedding sometimes, you know, like the Edom didn't show up, you know, but the caterer is, you know, looking at his clock, you know, and so on. But I don't want to, you know, say anything that's going to get anybody, you know, nervous. But we are like, you know, some of the Hasanim here are like, beyond, you know, that kind of thing. So, right, so, like, he's a little bit desperate. It can happen. And so he's thinking, you know what? I know the Edim, you know. I mean, I know that this is an authentic document. You know, they said they were going to be here. I mean, I'm adding a little bit of color. You know, they're running a little late. I'm just going to sign, you know, for them, or maybe they even, you know, were present and heard the Dasa Niskayev, and they just haven't signed yet. So I'm going to sign on their behalf as their shliach. So he doesn't say the thing about the Midr Rabbi Lazar, you know, Nishma Rabbi Meir part, but somehow in his mind, or because he was under pressure, so he's justifying, you know, he doesn't think it's Mizuyah, basically. He thinks that, like, this is the outer edge of, you know, being, you know, an acceptable B'dieved, you know, Hasimas Edom, but of course he's wrong. Okay, anyway, but to me, the bigger point, but what do the other Rishonim say about it? You know, the Ramban and...
Ramban thinks that the nemanis of all of them are linked. That once that their nemanis to say b'fanai on the shtar, so we also believe about the shlichos.
Yeah. So that, of course, we'll get back to that. But that's, of course, more interesting. And is that because of Gita Mochia Kalav? Because once you establish the, you know, the shtar, then meaning Ramban saying, well, you know, we don't necessarily know that he's a shliach as long as there's a chashash of mezuyah. But the Rabbi is saying, in a Hanami, he could be a shliach. It's implicit that he's a shliach. That's clear. But just because he's a shliach doesn't mean in all scenarios that there's no chashash zeal. The Ramban and the Ritva and others are saying, well, there's a certain catch-22 here. So the point is that, you know, until we strengthen the authenticity of the shtar, we don't really know for sure, you know, that he's a shliach. So again, it's hard to know, is that based on other things, or is that a kind of, what, like we've been saying, you know, Gita Mochia Kala. But this is also, as I say, the issue in Tosas, on the base of the base against Rashi, right, where, you know, Rashi, where Tosas is interpreting Dasyu Beitrei as the Nafkamina. Again, Rashi says Dasyu Beitrei, you know, and he's still, you know, thinking that has to do with the Shema. I'm sorry, it has to do with the Mitzuy Lekaimo, sorry. And, you know, Tosas is saying, Gatu Bekipi, you're going to, you know, lock them up. Like, what is this? So Tosas' own solution, as we discussed, in the name of the Riva, is that the two, other, if there are two Edim, so then you don't have the, you know, problem of the Shliach, you know, being denied. whereas the Baal could deny. So again, there, this is an interesting, really interesting implicit question. You know, is it automatic that we believe the shliach, even if there's no b'fanei nechtam, that he's a shliach? Is there a gita mochiach before b'fanei nechtam, you know, when b'fanei nechtam is required? That's A. That's kind of where the Ramban and others are coming in. Even if that's true, what about the ability of the Baal in such a circumstance, you know, to be ma'arer? Even if he says b'fanei nechtam, can the Baal say, no, he's not a shliach? Can he, like, you know, go for the jugular, you know, on that part of it, you know? So again, Tosis assumes once you say b'fanei nechtam, the answer is no. But we had discussed the other day already, you know, that the formulation, you know, in the Rosh and Tosa Rosh in the name of the Mibah is a little bit unclear. Is that because the b'fanei nechtam nemanus, you know, begavra also, you know, extends to him being a shliach? Or is that because by strengthening, again, like we said in Ramban, by strengthening the shtar, you know, you have, you know, strengthened, you know, Gita Mochia Kalav, and therefore it's in the force of Eidim, you know, that he's actually hard to know. Hard to know, the fun and active part. But, you know, even before we get to that, you see there's an issue. But on the two Eidim part, there's also, you know, some controversy, as we've discussed. Meaning Tosis's view is, oh, but if you have two Eidim, you don't need fun and active, because, and that's how it works, right? Because, and they're certainly rejecting the Raivin. Because once you have, you know, Eidus, you know, Keneged Ir Rabal, that he's a Shliach, then the principle that we're not Choshesh for Ziyu is certainly going to apply. But, again, is that, how does that exactly, you know, working? So, and does Rashi disagree with that? So I just want to take a couple of minutes about that, because that's also, like, a very big discussion in the Achronim, just to understand what Tosis is saying, and it's all about, you know, this kind of a question. So in addition to everything else that we talked about, what's the language of Tosis there, Yitzhak, if you don't mind? Like, you know, in the Riva?
So if Irish Riva,
So the part of the interesting discussion in the Rishonim, I'm sorry, in the Achronim here, is the fact that, you know, Tosfos is quoting the Gemara in Hayom and Aleph. So that Gemara in Hayom and Aleph does say explicitly that if two Eidim, you have the line there, just so we can read it, Yitzhak, in Hayom and Aleph? Yeah. The Gemara does seem to say pretty clearly, right on Hayom and Aleph, that...
So Trifen Shayomer Bafino Nato Fino Natabo Ain Trifen. So Amarlay Ain Trifen. Uma Ilu Yomer Bafino Girsha Milomahan.
So first of all, just to note before we even get to that, so there's one, the Gemara had at least a Havamina that Shnaim Sheviu Get Mibidina Sayam do require Bafano Nakta Faninakta. Correct? So let's just again, the Gemara's conclusion is that you don't. Correct? Right? So with the Hava Mina that you do, for just for a second, what would that be based on when you have Shnaim Eidim, right? You have Shnaim Eidim. Why would they need B'fanei Nechtam B'fanei Nechtam? So either because, like the Raivin in a way, just because we know that they're Shliach doesn't mean we fully know that there's no problem of Mizuyah, which is kind of what the Raivin is arguing. But those who disagree with the Raivin, even if it isn't, you know, Mishum Kal Kala, but it's, you know, the other stuff. You know, it sounds like, you know, there may be a possibility that, you know, the Shnayim, you know, are not good enough. You know, And the question would be, why? It's Irabal saying what? So again, either because we believe in the Shlichim that doesn't answer, doesn't substitute for Fanayakta, or we don't really believe them that they're Shliach, or it's not enough. Like, why would that be? It's two Edim against Baal. Right? Unless we're talking about, you know, Shlichim that are not, they don't have the potential to be Edim, maybe they were, you know, related to each other, something like that, but that's not what the Gemara seems to be necessarily talking about. Ah. So, either way, the Maskana is that they're Naaman. Right? But even when the Gemara says that they're Naaman, it adds this extra line, which is intriguing, right? Ma'alu yomru b'faneinu girsha, right? Mi lo mehemni. I mean, Tosa's quoting it, but it's the Gemara's line. Ah. So, there are some achronim who really insist that, you know, if there's a clash and the Baal says, you know, you're not a shliach, you're not my shlichim, and there are two against, that on a pure, you know, clash level, we would believe the Baal. How could that be? So I think that because there are two, you know, there are two issues, and this, just want to talk this out for a few minutes. One issue is the absence of these Edim in the presence of Bezdin. Right? These are Edim, you know, but assuming that this get is not necessarily taking place in the Bezdin, is a question that bothered, you know, some of the poskim, the Torah's Gittin, we'll get to in a second, and others, and then later Reb Chaim, like in the Chidush HaGrach LaShas, I think the first piece that they usually print in Gittin is about this problem, about this tosis. Like, you know, the problem being, the two Edim are where? They're delivering the get, right? So they're believed because they're Edim, but Edus requires a Bezdin, right? So that's one, that seems to be one problem, which I'm going to discuss in a second. The second problem is the problem of, more intriguing problem in a way, the problem of Nogei Abadavar. Right, at the end of the day, the Edim are declaring, you know, I'm sorry, the Shlichim are declaring about themselves, Edus, that they are Edim. Right? Implicitly, you know, if there's no Ira Rabal, the discussion of Tosis, right, in a case of where there is Ira Rabal, which might even be more problematic, as we'll get to in a second. Is that considered to be nogea, you know, bedavar, because they're made about, you know, their own status, or not? So again, just to make it, you know, just to make it clear, some of the poskim, if you can get the Beis Shmuel on the board, he's, you know, very active in this topic. Kuf Mem Beis Sif Katan Lamed Vav, but also some other later Achronim, including some Sofer. I think I told you some Sofer here. It's in Mari Bar Makomos, I have it. Suggests that what the Gemara means is that we believe the two Edim Bimigu, right? Migu Di Ba Yomri, you know, Bifaneinu, you know, Nizgarsha, right? Neman or Nemanim Lomar, you know, Shlichei Habal Anu, you know, and then they can be Moser the get. Right? They have that up there? Go ahead.
It says, Lo Yesh Yom Kim Nisgarsha, Nemanim, Shemach Kibina Shiyu Ksherim, Lahayat Ash Shayat Migozah.
They have to be Ksherim, because right. Again, if they're not Ksherim, you don't have Ada. But then the Migu, it works as a Migu. It's like, why would you need a migu? It's just, the Baal says, you're not my shlichim, and they say, we are shlichim. That's just called edus, right? But the problem may very well be, you know, one of two problems, they say. So the Sofer has this view that the problem is a problem of Nogei Abadavar. I'll get that in just a second. The Reb Chaim, I think I have it on my phone, as I say, discusses, but it's implicit already in the Torah's Gittin, which I'll get to in a minute, that the problem is right, Binyan Asu Beitre. This is the stencils. Right, Atur Pasak Asu Beitre, Yabba Babi Ara Naman. The Hechet Ashli Achamber Befanadakta Fanai Nechtam, Yeruro Lav Klum. Oh. It's Arachi in my time, but we'll get this in a second. Actually, the Tur and Shulchan Aruch, you know, seem to quote two deos. That maybe if the Baal is Ma'arer, even if there are two, you know, that will believe the Baal. So, of course, that seems to be against the Gemara on Heyomid Aleph, and certainly it's against, you know, the whole Yesod of Tosis. Some, we'll see in a moment. The Beis Shmuel suggests there, on that point, that, you know, that's part of the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, maybe. And that Rashi, by giving a different pshat and does you betray, is implicitly telling you that from a ziyuf point of view, right, if the Baal were to be ma'arer, we'd be believing. You know, if he were to say, you know, that you know, these are not shlichim. Yeah. Anyways, but we'll get to back to that. But this is the problem. So this is Reb Chaim's comment, or what they're quoting. Ubemis the Tosis Pesugya and Bebur, the Bebiyu Shnayim, Ba'omru. Shlucha menachroi mehemni ve'ein moel su iru shabal. Achdiber tosas tzarchiyim dema moel hagadasam sh'omrim shlucha abal anachnu hagadasam chutz levezdin. Ve'lomar bebiu shnayim neid b'fnei funedat b'fnei nachdam right lo tzricha l'meimar wa limsra get b'fnei shlosha b'inan discussion later on b'fnei kama he has to give them to k'mo shliach achar shehevi if you need a bezdin. Mimela damasir b'fnei bezdin, hoisa zeu dochek. And he's quoting the Torah's Gittin in Simen Kuf Mem Beis Sif Yud Ches. The Torah's Gittin, which we'll get back to in a second, says no one ever said that you have to give that when two eidim bring a get, you know, that has to be in the presence of bezdin. He says, you know, ishtamitete, you know, mikol haposkim. No posek ever said it. He said it's also not our minug, so it's hard to believe that. If you look at the Magid Mishnah. In Perek Zayin, Hilchos Geirushin, the Magid Mishnah does say it must be that we're talking about a case of Bezdin. So somebody could catch that just for a minute. So again, there are two pieces here. I think one's quoting the Birchas Shmuel, and one is from some other Makar. In one of them, the answer is, as we'll see soon, like the Torah's Gittin, meaning it's a separate din. If you have two Edim, even if it's chutz lebezdin and it's not real edus, that nonetheless ain choshishim le'ir rabal. That's kind of what he's mean. The chashash, and again, this plays into what makes this a difficult sugya. But you know, one of the things that you know I'm kind of trying to accentuate to look for, like some people believe the whole issue of funatapaninachim is just about preventing like ir rabal. What are the conditions in which we're really worried about this extra chashash? Or, you know, if you can tamp down the numbers, even on that, it's probably small to begin with, you know, then we're not going to be choshesh. But that's different than saying that if there's an ir rabal, you know, that it won't work. So in one version of Reb Chaim, he doesn't answer the question. And in the other version of Reb Chaim, his answer is, and that I'll see, show you in a moment, that's really kind of the Torah's Gittin's answer. Yeah, might as well, no time like a present. The Torah's Gittin in Kuf Mem Beis, Sifyot Sifyot Kes. About something. Here's where the Shulchan Aruch has two deos and the tour earlier that if there's ir rabal against the two when there's two edim, right, and there's no b'fanenechtam, like who wins? So again, the pashtus of the Gemara in Hamad Aleph is, and that's what Tosis is saying, is that the Edim win. Yeah. But it's 2 days in the Tur, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So Ayin Beit Shmuel, Sifkat Lamed Zayin, Shemafarish, the Ma'arer, Shemasol Lahem Get Mizuyah. I mean, if the claim is that he was, you know, the Edim were given a Get Mizuyah, that's how the Beit Shmuel, you know, tries initially to explain it. So of course, meaning he doesn't want it there to be a, like a frontal, you know, debate between the two Edim and the Baal, whether they're Edim, because that's two against one. You know, the issue is like, again, the Ravid type question, maybe without the subtleties. Namely, okay, they're two Edim, but it's still a Shar, or again, Mezuyah. That's how the Beis Shmuel understands it. Who tamua ma'od, says the Torah's Gittin. The imke, nafilum yimser lo aget atzmo, ve'evi o isha, edim esira, yeyokal abal, la'arir, ve'lomar, beget Mezuyah, gerashti, or beget shekosu shalom. In other cases too, let him always claim that. Even if he gives the givi isha herself, the get, he can come back later and say, ha-ha, it was, you know, Mezuyah. If you think that, you know, we're choshesh that he would be makalkel b'mezer. Again, they're not working with the fact that maybe it's dafke b'shliach because there's pressure, you know, the right idea, which is the right solution. V'avadai leisa, v'avadai ena bal kosh of the kalkala, kim b'vor b'tosis of the poskim. Od ni monoshach, im yitzon abal shah idim chosmu b'emes, rak shah get nichtav shalolishma, maim hanikiyum. Right? I yitzon shehu mezuyah, and there shouldn't be Vaibash Babeshmul, Sim Kuflamid says Lo Hava Mzuf Mitoko Be Aid of Ziuf. Lachain Nirla Fian is Daiti Lafarish Bamasha Kosov Yasi Bala Ma'arer, Dina Tosas Gittin, right? Aisinu Betray Sosru Pirish Rashi. Lizek Kosu Kishasu Betray. And then he has some kashas. And if there are two Edims also, I'm skipping. So basically what he's saying is, not exactly like Reb Chaim, but what he's saying is, there are different ways to explain the second daya in the tour and Shulchan Aruch. One is, you know, maybe that day holds that, you know, there really is a chashash of ziyuf, even if they're shluchim. That's A. B is, even though there are two of them, there's a chashash, maybe they're not shluchim. Like, how can that be? And it's just because they're chutz, you know, lebezin. Hi, so what do you do with the Gemara in Daf Hey Amud Aleph? The answer is the Gemara in Hey Amud Aleph isn't telling you that the Baal would lose the Iror against the two Edim, and you wouldn't require Kiyum. The Gemara is telling you that there's no takana of Bifanenechtam, because, you know, when there are two Edim, you know, the likelihood of Irur Habal or the Chashash of Ziyuf goes down like a couple of more notches. And it's even less registers, you know, on the, you know, as a real Leidas HaSafek, you know, even midrabban. But the nafkamina is that if there is an Irur Habal, then in a chanam you're going to require kiyum shtaros. Just that the chashash, and therefore the need for b'fanei nechtav, is something that we dispense with. That's the Torah's Gittin, and that's kind of what they're saying in the Leiv Reb Chaim, because it doesn't quote the Torah's Gittin, etc. So that one problem, one issue, I should add that did you find the Magen Mishnah, by the way? No? In Tarek, what is it? Zion. Just looks, I'll tell you where it is. Zion Yudalad? The Magen Mishnah B'Shem HaRajba?
Yeah.
You have it there? Oh, so they have to go to Bezin and say they're shluchim. Of course, if that's really true, which is what the Torah's Gittin is denying, he's saying no one ever said, no Posek ever said that, no Rishon ever said, well, I guess Rajba and the Magen Mishnah quotes it. They did say it, but you can understand the Dochak. So one solution is that it's Bebezdin. The other solution is it's not Bebezdin, and it doesn't really work, you know, if there's an error, but it, you know, ramps down again the chashash of error, and therefore doesn't require Palinachdam. But in Achanami, I should also add that the, we mentioned earlier in the year, we should still talk about it more, the Or Zeruah, and, you know, on the Rishonim side, and the Rebbe Yehuda on the Poskim side, you know, we're convinced that all Gittin really need to be done the best. That's a discussion of the Rashash in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Beis Amud Aleph. You know, he talks about that Rebbe Yehuda, but it's a tshuva of the Rebbe Yehuda. But earlier, the Or Zeruah. So, you know, then it isn't just like in this case for this to work. You know, the assumption would be a fair assumption, you know, that that's what it is. Okay. Good. So, but there is this other issue that I want to talk about before we move on. And that is that some poskim, some of the Rishonim, you know, think, you know, that there's a Nogev Adavar problem. So that, I think, is just interesting. I want to talk about that for a minute. And that's how, you know, you might need Migu. I should mention that if it's a Migu in the Gemara, that also encounters a lot of, you know, pushback. For the Achronim, the pushback is, you know, the view of the Bali Tosis that you never say Migu, you know, when two people are involved. Like, it's difficult enough to, you know, get your fabricated, you know, narrative straight, you know, when all you have to deal with is yourself. You know, and, but when two people are trying to fabricate together, you know, that geometrically increases, you know, the difficulty. And that's what the Bali Tosis point out. We had it last year in Bav Basra. You know, that's one of the answers Bali Tosis gave to the question, you know, why don't you believe the second kat of Hakchasha, Migudi Bayamri, you know, Psulimheim or Hazama, you know, something like that. So there are like two, you know, broadly speaking answers, maybe three, depending on the Girsos and in Bali Tosis, but broadly there are two like answers in the Rishonim. One is that, well, Migu never upgrades an Eidus. Like, if you don't believe them in Torah's Edom, you're not going to believe them over other Edom because of the added value of the Migu. You know, that's a violation of the principle of Trei Kameya. Okay, that's, of course, very important. That's, I mentioned, Ramban is very into that, in Ksuvah's Enabal Basra Lavin Alapon Beis, and Ksuvah's Yom Kesser Beis. But another answer that Bali Tosis are probably saying that too. But another answer that Bali Tosis give, and it's in many other places as well, is in Kedushin Mem Gimel, Ksubas Yudches, Balvasra Laman Aleph, all these kind of, you know, is that Ein Omrim Migu Betrei Bnei Adam. You know, so here you have two Eidim. You know, so it's, anyways. But the Nogea problem is a particularly interesting issue. And again, the Chassam Sofer, others, like they say, that's, you know, the reason why you need a Migu here is because, you know, the Edom themselves are not Nemanim. Not because it's Chutzlbezdin. Why are they not Nemanim? Because they are being made on themselves. So that's the question. Are they really being made on themselves? So it, you know, invokes a whole discussion about what, Akiva? What Sugya? What'd you say? Chats. Arye. Justin. No. Forget about that. We're past the Migu. Migu's a solution. What's the problem? Akiva. Correct. That's correct. But you're already one step ahead. You know, the rest of us are just, you know, struggling to keep up. So that's going to be the next point. But you're totally right. I'm going to get that in a second. But the Shas Sugya that we're talking, what you're talking about is a Machlokas Rishonim, you know, which we're going to get to and say you're totally right. The Rimigash, probably the Rambam, the Ravid, right? But before we get to that, what sugya needs to be, you know, noted? Yeah, Ezra. Yeah, exactly. The sugya in Kiddushin, second parak, which is one of the places where Tosis talks about Migu, people of Shliach nasa eid. Right, the Gemara has two deos, whether shliach nasa eid, you know, or not. So shliach nasa eid seems relevant to us here, right? Justin, how so? The question whether shliach can be an aid, whether you can wear two hats at the same time. I mean, is he being made? The man de Amar who says ein shliach nasa eid says because shluchos shonim kamoso. So it's like he's being made al maisa atzma, right? Meaning he's a baldavar, malin nogea, correct? Of course, we paskin that shliach nasa eid. Ah, so it's a little bit of a tricky, you know, we understand the impulse, especially according to the man de Amar ein shliach nasa eid. It's an interesting shlichus issue, frankly, and an interesting, you know, psul nogea b'davar / bal davar, you know, issue. Because in the end of the day, you know, the assumption is that there's no negius mamo. That's kind of what the Gemara in Kiddushin itself is trying to figure out. You know, once it's shluas hesses, maybe there is negius. That whole sugya, it's a little bit of a complicated read in the Gemara there on Mem Gimel. But basically, that's what the Gemara is saying. But typically, the Gemara is basically saying, you know, shliach nasa eid, that's the maskana, because there's no practical negius, you know, so do you need practical negius for there to be a psul? That's where Akiba, you know, being ahead of the game, comes into play. Maybe, at least. Namely, there are two ways to understand the psul of nogea generally. We spent some time on this a little bit last year about Basra. Namely, is it a kind of shasheker, which of course is the most obvious, you know, perspective, in which case it should be determined by, you know, whether or not we think that the stakes are worth lying about, right? Namely, is there any kind of pana or momo, like with the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, you know, he explains, like, you know, nogea b'davar could be, it doesn't have to be money, right? It could also be other, you know, fringe benefits that you achieve through your edus, and that also might be nogea. But let's say there's no fringe benefits, right? So the other possibility, I mean, it's very popular to think that nogea is kashash sheker, no question about that. Maybe Tosis in Bava Basra, Mem Gimel themselves. You know, when they talk about Tchilasa B'Sofa Kashrus, and Tosis in Shavuos, Naplamid Beis, and, you know, Shach and others, like a lot of, you know, the most obvious, let's say, the default understanding of Nogea B'Davar is that it's a Chashash Sheker. So the point is if people are made about something that they're doing, or they're wearing two hats, but there are no economic or other tangible consequences, from that point of view, there should be no nogea b'davar, right? However, Akiva, you have the rimigash in Bava Basra, and the raibid, you know, who usually gets the credit for it, but I've been working very, very hard, you know, not to take away credit for the raibid, Khalila, but, you know, to get the, you know, rimigash his due on this sensational breakthrough, and that is the Rimigash in Bava Basra, two places, and Mem Gimel and Mem Hei. Who says, what does he say? That he's a baldavar. That a nogea b'davar isn't about hana, it's about being made al maisa atzmo, about being a baldavar. So of course that still leaves an open question, like, what does that mean? I mean, the benefit of it is that even in a situation where, you know, let's say there is no hana, on the contrary, it might even be detriment. The chiddush of the rimigash is, you can have a case where you lose, like it's lechova in a way, but if you're being made al atzmacha, maisa atzmacha, you know, that's a sugya again, balbasra, then hey, manav, lova, rasha, velo, yashali, you know. So the scenario is one in which, like, you know, economic, you know, from a sheker point of view, you know, we don't think at all that it's worthwhile for you to lie. a but, you're still being mayin about something that you actually did. So that's the chiddush of the Rimigash. Rimigash is tuchi, basically nogeh as a baldabar, and baldabar is not a pasul, he's mufka meedus. Therefore, the din of, let's say, tilas of something, but kashrus doesn't apply to him. The din of eidus shabbat mitzvah shabbat kula doesn't apply. That's the he focuses on the first, the Raibid in Sanhedrin daf yud focuses on the second. Like it's a very interesting idea. So actually, last year when we learned the beginning of Cheskes Abatim on daf chav tes omen aleph, the case of the case where you know the there are sochrim, you know, in the property. Right, and they, you know, they're being made on about themselves, or they're being made that there was cheskes gimel shanim, you know, for the bailiff, for the matzkir. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. You know, isn't that nogeh b'davar? Then the Gemara neutralizes the negius. But if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Toim v'Nitan, again, I'm not going to go into details of this because we did it last year. But if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Toim v'Nitan, at least my take on the Rambam. It's a difficult Rambam. It seems like the Rambam is of the opinion that there are like two ways for the Sochrim, you know, to establish the Chazaka. One is them for to be made, you know, on the Chazaka. And the other is, you know, if they're challenged, is to be made that they themselves were living in the property and they were the ones who did the Chazaka. And if that happens, then they're kind of disqualified. Bitaris no geh b'davar. And the right and another say, well, but there's no economic penalty. There's no economic issue here. Why would they be pasul? So my understanding of the Rambam is that the Rambam holds like the Rimigash. I think you can be medayik that from other Rambams too, like in Perek Tezvav, Hilchos Eidos. And once you realize, I think Tezvav Aleph, it's almost like the language of the Rimigash, if you know the language of the Rimigash. And then when you look back to, you know, what is it, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, you realize that's what the Rambam's saying. Meaning there's no economic, you know, benefit, but they are testifying, and according to one scenario, not just that there is a chazaka, but that they were living about something that they did, and that is a problem. So this is an interesting question. You know, shliach nasa aid, according to the Mandamar, ain't shliach nasa aid. What you might say is that, you know, they are being made on maisa atzmon, A, of course, is an assumption. Number one, being made on Maisa Atzmam as a kind of Negius or Baldabar, even without economic element. And number two, it's considered Maisa Atzmam, even though there's like a certain, you know, complexity in terms of hat wearing, meaning, you know, they're acting on their own right, they're acting, you know, as like, you know, the extended yad of the Mishaleach. You know, is it better if they're acting for the Mishaleach? Or if they're acting for themselves, you know, it's also a complicated question. Like, which is more Maisa, you know, Atzmam? So if they can say, oh, this is us as living, breathing people, you know, we're telling you what we did, you know, for the Bailim, but, you know, there's us, the Edim, and there's us, you know, the Shlichim. So this, it's also a Shulchan Aruch Kemoso issue, as the Gemara itself formulates it that way. Anyway, this is a complicated question. So when we come to our little issue here, this question of, you know, do you need a migu? A. B, is there a day in Shulchan Aruch, notwithstanding the Gemara in Hei Amud Aleph, that doesn't agree with Tosus and says, you know, v'di'eved, you know, if the Baal is ma'arer, this isn't going to get the job done. And if you take away the question of, let's say, for the moment, the Bifnei Bezner, Shalom Bifnei Bezner. So it's an interesting question. Isn't this the sugya of Shliach Nasa Eid? And we paskin, ain't Shliach Nasa Eid? Maybe isn't this gufa the question? The shluchim are being made, you know, about something that they did. And there's no negius mamon. You know, but maybe there's a kind of a baldavar aspect. You know, yes or no. However, I think, you know, that there's a, and again, whereas, you know, freezing the mandamar ain't shliach nasei, but we paskin shliach nasei. So is this worse than that? I think it is. Yeah, you want to say why? Asher, you want to?
It seems more extreme than okay. You know, like,
Exactly.
They're testifying on their power of the Bali Dao, not testifying to their odor or whatever.
Meaning, what you're saying, and this I think is true, and this is the important tiluk. In the case of Shliach Nasa Aid, so of course, I mean, there's a measure, like it's on the border, it's a gray area, we can understand that. But basically, the Din Torah directly, like frontally, we'll call it, is not about whether they're Aidim, right? It's just that, you know, as Aidim, they're being made about what they did as Shlichim. And the question is, if that constituted Nogea, even without financial benefit, and this is very relevant to the whole Baldavar question, etc. Correct? However, here, it's even a little, you know, more acute than that. Because what we're talking about is the neutralizing the possibility that Bailam is saying they're not aided. So it's not that, you know, they're being made on the Maisa that they did on behalf of the Baal. That's not the problem. They're being made against the Baal that they're aided. So it isn't just, you know, maybe that really is Negius. On the other hand, they have no financial, what is it, they skin in the game. They have no, you know, stake in it financially. Right? That's what you want to say? Yeah. So I agree with that completely. I think that's exactly it. So it's interesting, just in terms of the shittos, just to know that, that Ksam Sofer does think that, you know, this constitutes Nogeya. Definitely other Achronim are, you know, troubled because we paskin, you know, Shliach Nasa Eid. They think it depends on that. But in my opinion, for exactly reasons that I'll share mentioned, there's good reason to be Mechalik. So the Achronim, when they discuss this broader question, also just note the discussion of the Tshuva, the Rivash. The Tshuva of the Rivash, that's quoted the famous piece on the Avnei Miluim, Simen Lamed Hei, Sif Katan Aleph. But that's where, you know, the Dinei, that's where Shlichus L'Kiddushin is discussed. So that's where the Shulchan Aruch, you know, discusses Shliach Nasei. So the Avnei Miluim, Lamed Hei Aleph, just says, he quotes the, you know, he's going the other way. Like, he's bothered by the Manda Amar, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. We don't pass him like. Kiddushim Mem Gimel, Devei Rab Shila, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, Kivin Amar Shluach Shalom Kimoso, Havalei Kegufo. So the Avnei Miluim says, like so, Ikele Meda, Ki Havalei Kegufe, Mai Hava, Habal Davar Gufe, Hechidin Estalik, Migromas Mamon, Yachal Haid, Kiramina Bashutfim, Rashutfim Meidim Zela Zeh, Vechein Amar Neman Baal. This particular, I don't think, is a question. Neman bala mekach lomar lezemacharti afil ein mikro biyado. That those people are being made about their own actions. But in the case of bal mekach especially, that isn't eidus, that's like nemanus. That's a whole different category. The shutfim, not being made, you know, about their actions that they did, something that they did, not about maisa atzmam, they're being made about something that they're shutfis in, but where there's no negius mamon, right? But not about their status or their actions. Okay. So I'm not troubled by these questions, but I just think it's interesting. V'imkeinachanami nei dehavale kegufe kivadeinbo negius mamon lama lo yuchal ahayit. V'ma shekasa amayishno mimocher v'chein b'shutfin v'tzarkiyum. So I'm not troubled by either of those questions at all. But I think the broader issue is interesting. Shuvra Isi b'tshuva sarivash, Simen Pei Gimel, where the Rivash basically says, you know, that gufa is the argument. He says, Ima shliach omar ki dashti ala mashaleach, right? The shliach said, I did my job. V'hi omeres lo niskadashti, and she denies it. Hinea mashaleach also b'krovoseha. So the halacha is that at least the Mishaleach has to have the, you know, has to bear the consequence. He doesn't know. I mean, the Mishaleach appointed the Shliach. He doesn't know that the Shliach, you know, executed the Shlichos. The Shliach says about himself that he executed the Shlichos, and the Isha denies it. So the halacha is that the mishaleach is also b'krovosah. He is dependent on the report of the shliach. Mipnei debrei hashliach. Shehu kemoso. That's part of shlucho shel adam kemoso. Be'afal pi shena shliach kebal davar legamri. The ipsika hilchosav b'paragish mekadosh shliach nasei. That's what the Ribosh says. Hainu mishum the eno nogeh b'davar the eno na b'idazu. Avo mikomokom hareu kimoso b'chol inyane shliach. Meaning, even if we paskin, you know, shliach nasa a, that's because this is his take on it. So basically, it sounds like the Ribosh is suggesting that the argument of shliach nasa aid or ein shliach nasa aid is kind of gufa this issue that Akiva was elaborating, namely, is it about Negius Mamon? Or is it about being made al Maisa Atzmo? But with regard to the idea that he's Kimoso and other things, like this issue, that everybody agrees, Zehayadas, Misha Sover, Shem Shliach Nas, Eid, Lomar, Shehu Kibal Dabar, Legamri, Apapishe no Gabadabar, Ubezelo Nipsaka Locha Kimoso, Amnam, Komasha Shliach. Omer be'inyan ha'shlichos areyu kilo amr ha'mishaleach. Says the Avnei Miloim, mevuar v'hainu be'emes taima de'in halacha kamoso. Meaning, because of his questions about the balamekach and the shutfin, like that it's all about the money, he says, yeah, that's the psak, that's the machlokas in the Gemara. But what I would say is, A, as I say, I don't think the balamekach and the shutfin are good, are problems to begin with. And B, I agree with Asher that you know, this case is of a significant step worse because the Din Torah is about their status as shlichim. Even though typically, you know, they're always being made about their status as shlichim, you know, implicitly when they claim that, you know, they're doing a ma'aseh geirushin. But it's in the context of Ir Rabal, maybe that transforms subtly into a baldabar issue, a share, as opposed to a share.
You could also say
What?
You could also say the opposite, that here is better because they're not being made about something that they did, they're being made about something that the Baal did. It happened to me that the Baal did something to them. They're the chesa.
I hear that. But to the extent, I think you could say that, but I think the other argument is a bit more compelling, meaning to the extent that the Din Torah revolves around their status, right? So, you know, the Din Torah is about them, and they're asserting or defending their status. I mean, basically, the Din Torah is the Baal saying, you know, you're masquerading as shluchim, and they're saying, no, we're not. We're shluchim. So, you're right. I mean, I think this is a very subtle issue when I spoke about it more extensively, whenever that was, a little bit last year, I don't know if I talk about this part, but maybe back in the Sanhedrin days, I'm not sure, but whatever. I think it's a very interesting, I mean, within the worldview of the Rinnegash, Ravid, Rambam, etc., namely that Nogea is a Baldavar, the question of what constitutes a Baldavar is an interesting issue. And a little bit you can see it, again, I don't want to get too far afield, in the Sugyan Sanhedrin on Daf Tes, the Bata Matasa Bata Kula, like, you know, being, like, Eilat Meir al Maisa Shoro, or Shoro, if you look at the Ran there and the other Rishonim, meaning, what makes you more of a Baldavar in cases where there's no Negiyah Smal? The fact that the Din Torah is about you, or about your object, Or in a situation where he's being made al maisa atzmacha. So what Asher is suggesting is, on some level, you know, when the shliach says, "Oh, I did this," even if the, you know, there's no Din Torah explicitly between him and the Baal whether he's a shliach, you know, but there the Din Torah is, you know, about maisa atzma. So maybe that's worse. That's what you're saying, right? Therefore, he's more of a Baldavar. I hear it. I guess if you wanted to explain, you know, the Mandamar, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, and you could figure out that that man da amar has no problem, you know, with our case, right, which is very conceivable in theory, then you would say what Asher is saying, which is being made on Maisa Atzmacha is worse than, you know, being made in a Din Torah, which is about your own status. But if you want to go the other way, to explain Shliach Nasa Eid, and still say that this is worse and this is a Baldava problem, then you would say it the way I'm saying. But objectively, I can see it going either way. I think this is a little more compelling, to be honest. But I think, you know, it's a good horror. Yeah. So again, everything we've been discussing till now, I'm glad you brought that up, is about shlichus in general, correct? And you know what you're raising, well, I mean, you're saying two things. One is, like, being a shliach, you know, what does that even mean? You're being the din Torah about being a shliach. Shliach isn't really a mamad. It's just more like, if you are a shliach, you're kamoso, but, you know. So in a way, that part of it is a little bit implicit in the Gemara's discussion in Kiddushin about shliach nasa eid. I mean, the Mandomar says, ain't shliach nasa eid, because he's kamoso. So he's almost like essentially, don't think a shliach is just something that works. You know, a shliach is kamosa. You know what I'm saying? And then the other mandamar might be saying a little bit what you're saying. It works, but it's a little bit what I was saying about the hats. You know, he's wearing this hat, he's wearing that, and he's simultaneously wearing both hats. You know, do the hats clash? Not stylistically, but, you know, legally. You know, so that's like, you know, he's got to be even schizophrenic even as he's wearing them. You know, like, there's a lot to say. You know. So I think that's a good ha'ara. But the other ha'ara that Baruch is making, I think, is also very important. And that is this whole question that we're dealing with, like, implicitly here, which is, you know, when two Edom come to court and they say, you know, I'm sorry, when two Shlichim come to court and, you know, and they have to, you know, establish their, you know, status in addition, and whether that's an Ogea or a Baldov or et cetera, maybe, in addition to the broader question of Shlichos Shalom Kimoso, which Baruch is raising, maybe there's a difference between the type of Shliach that we're talking about. And even in, you know, going back to it, like, you know, there are some stiras, you know, that Achronim point out of, you know, we say Shliach Nasa A, right? But it seems like here and there, and we'll talk about this in Shliach, you know, Bittul Shlichos, it seems here and there like we ignore that and we think it's a problem. So if, you know, even in the Shakla Vitaria, there's a question, there's a Shlichos aspect, not just a Negius aspect to the Machlokas Shliach Nasa Eid, the possibility of saying, well, you know, there are some Shlichim who have a certain Mamad, you know, that makes their appointment or their status or their actions, you know, more Baldavar-esque, you know, while others not. And then the question that we've been discussing, namely, maybe Shliach LaHolachan Get is particularly, you know, about, you know, it's about Korcha, you know, it's about his appointment is more significant, you know, his actions are more, you know, independent, you know, so the problem of, like, being made al Atzmo is going to be a bigger problem than a typical Shulchos Shaladim Kamosa. That might be another answer that I was just about to say to this. Is that what you're trying to say? Yeah. Okay, I mean, you're saying, but for the same reason. I understand. I mean, you're saying either, if the Shliach LaHolacha, I'm saying maybe the Shliach LaHolacha is more of a mamad here, and as such, you know, you know, the problem of him being made al or needing to be made al atzmo is a bigger problem. You're saying, oh, on another level, if he's just like a reflection of the, you know, stages of the Das Lagarish, so it isn't him himself, right? That's what you want to say. So I hear that. I hear that. Either way, the idea that in, you know, the question of Negius, and especially even in, you know, Shliach Nasa, but especially in, you know, in this, not Asher's, but Asher's. Unless you want to be an Asher too. No, you're Asher, right? Yeah. you know, we'll you know, we'll check out the diktuk later. I think Ashley Asher has the diktuk, but you know, but you have the, you know, the popular. Anyway, but you know, the ha'ara that, you know, maybe this is dafka question where the din Torah is about this, right? Or again, in Asher's terms, you know, where it's the person being made on maisa atmo, you know, not the maisa of, you know, mishalcho, right? So to say that maybe there's a difference between the roles of different shlichim, I think would solve some problems in evidence. Okay, that's good. I'm sorry this is taking so long. Yeah. So now let's go to the main topic. So at least we can start it. Maybe we'll continue with it on Sunday. Now, having said all of this and connecting it to, like, when do we believe the shliach is a shliach? Is that, you know, gita mochiach? Does that depend on kiyum or not? All these things, even with two, et cetera, et cetera. Is it negius? Are we mechalek? So now let's talk a little bit, we're going to stop here, but just to frame the question of the nemonus or the need, as the case may be, abafaninaktam, faninaktam, depending on who, you know, is involved in the get. So again, the classic requirement of panet paninachdom, according to the Mishnah, is certainly a case of shliach laholacha, right, who brings the get and gives it to the isha. What's not as clear, or what is also clear, I should say, if you look at the Gemara in Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that when a baal delivers a get to an isha, right? Who atzmo shehevi gito ein tzar klomer b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Okay, but interesting the language. Tamamai omer aban and tzar klomer b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Dilma osi baal ma'arer upasale. Hashta minkat nokat le biyade v'irure kom ma'arele. Nothing is easy, right? So the Gemara is saying a baal doesn't have to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Well, why would they have a meal like we? Why do you even have to tell us that? Oh, because maybe the get is shalom lishma, right? You maybe have to, you know, reinforce that it's lishma, according to Rabba. Or maybe, you know, he's going to give her the get, and then, you know, maybe later on he's going to say that it was a mezuzah for something. Yeah. So again, so the Gemara says, he's the one giving it, he's going to be maharer. So in the narrowest explanation of the Gemara, yeah, all these things are true, but we're not worried about it, or it has no credibility, because, you know, he'd have to explain his own evil, you know, behavior. Right. On the other hand, a little bit like the Ravid, you know, like in the Ravid thinking, you know, he'll say, you know, I really wanted to get this get done. I thought I could, you know, be a shliach for the Eidei Chasima. Okay. I mean, again, I guess the nechitzut in the case of the shliach, because they're about to leave, you know, so there's a little bit more of a justification for that. Either way, the point is, the Gemara says that he himself doesn't have a requirement to find it after finding it. The Gemara also says that the isha, right? Gemara has it here as well, but especially later on. And Avchav, what is it? Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and then Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, right? Is that right? Yeah. Right. Chav Gimel Beis, you have this Mishnah, right? First of all, it's just very interesting. We need to talk. Af Hanoshim Shein Nemanos Lomar Meis Bala Nemanos Lahavi Es Gita. Ooh, because in general, I mean the. So the comparison of b'fanenachtam, b'fanenachtam, or in general, the nemanus, to be a shliach, and what I guess the implicit part of it, you know, so the Gemara is comparing that to nemanus isha lomar meisbala. That's already very important, especially since we know, and this is going to help us with that little small group of marmakobos I gave before, about, you know, the Beit Shmuel, and the you know, Toras Gittin, and the Rabbi Yehuda, you know, in the Pnei Yoshua, you know, this problem of, like, the Gemara itself has a kind of, you know, daiko mincevah, you know, which we have in the Sugya Nivamos, on Peches, you know, equivalent to b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam. So this is a very interesting question. You know, what's the status of women who are not nemanos on mezbala because they have some interest? So the Gemara says, but nonetheless, they're nemanos l'habiyas haget. Then the Gemara, of course, says, ma ben get l'misa, shaksav mochiach. That, of course, is, you know, critical. And it can be understood in two very different ways. Narrowly, like it's a little more of an umdana, but basically it's their nemanos. Or is this the Mishnah that's saying that, you know, the Reish Lakish part, the shtar, you know, if we had to rely on the gavra nemanos, then it would, you know, these women are questionable. You know, they're compromised. They have a negius. But it's gita mochiach. So, you know, their input, you know, doesn't require much heavy lifting. You know, it's basically they're speaking for the Eidos of the Shtar. So this becomes a critical makar for this issue, that the nemanos of a shliach, you know, in Gittin is connected to Gita Mochiach. Technical, extraneous, you know, or fundamental. And then the Mishnah concludes, Aisha Atzma Mevias Gita Ubavad Shi Tzri Chalam B'Fanei Nechta B'Fanei Nechta. Right, if she, you know, is given her get, let's say, in Chutz Laretz, then she comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's no need for it's effective, but you need to say B'Fanei Nechta B'Fanei Nechta. That's a little bit of a shocker. And then the Gemara Chavtal Omed Aleph says, no, that's a case where she was made like a shliach laholacha. But, right, Isha Atzma, so this is the Gemara, Isha Mechimati Gita Liyada, Igarshala, meaning you shouldn't need B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, or should it work, one or the other. So A, you can read the Gemara in two opposite ways. We're not sure which. That's Machlokes Rishonim. Right? B, according to either way, like what does that mean? It's a timing thing, it's a directness, like what is it? Then the Gemara says, Amravunok, Ba'omer lo tiskar shiela bifnei bezdin ploni, right? It's she's not really shliach la Kabbalah, she's not a Kabbalah. Sof kimati hasam agarsha, el Ravuna bar Manoach, right? He says, kimati hasam isnachta ara, that would be tligit kamaga bekarka. So the Gemara has, you know, be a shliach la halach adamatis hasam, bechimatis hasam av shliach le Kabbalah, the kabli as gitech. And then the Gemara talks about kazo shlichos eitz labal. Maybe at some time we'll discuss that, but definitely not at the moment. Okay. So basically, very interesting Gemaras that b'fanei nechtam is not necessary when the Baal comes. So again, fundamentally, or just because, you know, is it a din and shliach, or the interface of the shliach and the get? That's the point, or no? In theory, it would apply to Baal, you know, just that it's like, there's no chashash. And then Isha, basically the conclusion of the Gemara is that, you know, again, michiasi gita liyada, michimata gita liyada, igarsha somehow is a reason where there's no fananaka fananakam, either lakula or lakumra. Either it doesn't work or you don't need it. What does that mean? Is that a technical point? But if she is a shliach laholacha, then it would work. Then it would be required. So, of course, the case that's omitted is shliach lekabala. A, shliach lekabala. B, shliach lekabala. You know, if you're not convinced about shliach lekabala being different, what about shliach lekabala, which is delayed? You know, where there's a maisa gerushin and there's a delayed chalos. What about that? So those are the two cases that are less clear. And of course, there's not so much clarity about the Isha herself, as I said before, you know, whether you don't need b'fanei nechtam or it doesn't work. Two opposite views. So that's what I want to discuss in the Rashi, the Ran, the Ritva on, you know, Daf Beis and Kaf Dalet, some of the other Rishonim in the Poskim. I want to discuss that. And again, the thing to look out for is to what extent is all this kind of just very technical and narrow about chashash, irur habal, you know, like you wouldn't have a chutzpah at a certain point, or not koshesh, you know, and so it's about timing, or it's about personal, you know, involvement and what it implies. Even those things are different than our nafkamina, but basically, you know, there's nothing bigger going on here. Or is this really about, you know, a certain special nemanus to a shliach, or and the role of the shliach, maybe as the Baal, in some respect, you know, the tofes hashtar, in which case this belongs to some of the topics that we've been discussing. What about shliach lalacha? What about shliach lekabbalah? What about shliach lahava'ah? You know, issues like that. So that's what I want to pick up with Sunday. Okay, 10:45.